Hey guys, welcome. I wanted to share this video because I have been in this season of life many times before where you feel like God is far from you. Where is He? I don't know. I just have never felt more alone. And so if you're in that season, I'm hoping that this video will encourage you a little bit. Right off the bat, it says in Deuteronomy, and this is a verse that I've stood on for a long time, and if you've been a Christian for any length of time, you've probably heard it, which is, He will not leave you or forsake you. And so in those really hard, kind of dark moments when I felt lonely or just on my own, like, God, where are you? I would proclaim that verse. Deuteronomy, I think it's Deuteronomy 31. But Lord, your word says that you're not going to leave me or forsake me. If your word says you don't leave me, then that means you're here, but I don't feel you. And even if I didn't feel like it, I would still proclaim it in faith. Faith is literally often doing the opposite of what your feelings are telling you. So I want to encourage you, first off, if you're feeling alone and you're feeling like God is far from you, let me be the first to tell you that He is not far from you at all. There have been a few moments in my life where I've felt this way. One of the most powerful moments that I've ever had with God, and one of the ones that I'm the most grateful for, was I was in my early 20s. I was traveling a lot for work at that time. So I was going to different cities and staying in different hotels and often by myself. A lot of the travel I did was alone. And I remember being in a hotel room and just feeling so lonely and so isolated. Feeling alone, I don't know the right way to say it, but there's a difference between, I love alone time, let's just put it that way. I'm an introvert, I enjoy alone time, I need it to recharge, but there's a difference between that alone time that feels peaceful and restful and like you're recharging, and isolation, which feels like almost tormenting. It feels hollow, it feels dark, it feels just isolating. And I was in that moment where I just felt very isolated. I didn't feel God's presence. I didn't feel anything, to be honest with you. I felt so far. I felt like just in a really destitute and just dried up place, and it didn't feel good. And I remember just praying, and to be honest, I hadn't been praying as much because I felt so far, which is the worst thing you can do. If you're feeling far from God, I want to encourage you to still talk to Him, still pray. Because I think the worst thing we can do when we're isolated, or when we feel like we're being drawn into isolation, is to isolate ourselves. We still have the freedom of choice. And so when we are feeling this way and we're feeling isolated, we can either come into agreement with that, or we can combat it. Whether we see the results of, you know, our fight immediately, or if it takes a while, it is still worth it to fight through that. And I just remember I was in a hotel room and I was just feeling lonely. And I was like, Lord, you are so far from me right now. I don't know what to do. I don't know what happened. We used to be so close. I have been so blessed to grow up and be raised by parents who never forced anything on me. They didn't force religion or anything. They just genuinely had a relationship with God. They were doing their best and they modeled that for us. And as our parents, they said, we just believe that it is our job to give you every opportunity to get to know Him and every opportunity to meet Him. They never forced it, but while we were under their roof, we were going to go to church and we were going to pray before dinner, and certain things were allowed in the house and not allowed in the house. And I'm so thankful for that gift, because of what it did is it gave me so many opportunities to get to know Jesus, and I did at a very young age. And so when I got into my early 20s, I at least had the foundation and the experience of, I knew God. I knew Him, and I knew what His presence felt like. So therefore, I knew the absence of His presence. And there were moments when it broke my heart and I was just like, Lord, where are you? Like, what is going on? And I remember being in this hotel room and just really feeling upset. I'm pretty sure I was in a hotel room. That's the vision I have in my mind now, but I know for a fact that this vision happened. And I was like, Lord, I am so far from you. I don't even know where to start. I don't even know what to say. I am like, you're so far. We're like not even in the same realm, you know? Like, and He showed me the most beautiful picture that has changed my life ever since. And hopefully He will either show you a picture like this or you can borrow mine. But I was sitting there, my eyes were closed, and I think I was crying. I was just so disappointed and just upset and just felt so alone, you know, that isolating feeling, that tormenting feeling. And he showed me a picture, and what I saw was I was sprinting in this vision. I was running, and it was pitch black. There was no light any direction, so I'm just sprinting into darkness. I stop and I look around, and I don't see which way is out. I don't see him. I don't feel him. I'm looking around, and it's just desolate. It's the opposite of life. There's just nothingness. And I was like, gosh, it's so hollow. I don't know which way to go. Lord, I don't know where you are. And then he basically zoomed me out. And basically what he showed me is, this was like in the beginning of VR, virtual reality, where people wear the goggles or wear the glasses and you're transported into another world. And what he showed me is I had put on these glasses that took me to a different place. What I was seeing wasn't reality. It was just what my perception was. And if you've heard the saying, you know, your perception is your reality. So what I was perceiving was my reality. And I had put on these dark glasses basically, and I was on a treadmill. So I'm sprinting in my eyesight and in my vision, I am sprinting into nothingness. I'm so far from him. Let's say that like God was right here and I was right here. In my mind and in what I believe to be reality is I had run so far away from him, I didn't even know where he was anymore. And what he showed me is he was sitting in a chair right beside the treadmill. And he was like, hey, I never went anywhere. And yes, you think you ran so far, and you in your mind might be far from me, but I am never far from you. I'm right here. I'm your dad, and I'm right here. All you have to do is take off those goggles or take off those glasses and get off the treadmill. Come sit in my lap. Come hang out with your dad. Come hang out with me. And I was just so overwhelmed because it was such a revelation to me that, oh my gosh, I felt like I was far from God, but the revelation that God was never far from me. As far as I ran to the darkest place that I had felt like I was, to the sin that I was doing, he was there for all of it. Now, because I was exercising in free will, he wasn't going to intervene, but he was right there waiting for me to be like, Dad, pick me up. I have two kids now. And you know, I'll walk alongside them. Obviously, I don't allow them to do anything that would be harmful, but the moment they say mommy, you better believe I'm picking my baby up, especially if I see that they're in a dangerous spot or they're uncomfortable. Oh, I snatch them up so quickly. And now that I have kids, I have an even deeper understanding of God's love for us because I am now a parent. But it truly was so, like, it was the first time that I could just take a breath. I literally laid on my bed and it was as if I was laying in his lap and he was just like stroking my hair. That's something that I really love. My mom used to do it when I was little and now Kellen does. So if that's not your thing, think of something that you find comforting, whether it's a hug or, you know, scratching or tickling your back, whatever it is. That was like that comfort. That's what I finally experienced. It was like my shoulders could drop and I could exhale and I felt so much peace. And immediately, in a moment, it was like I went from this isolating feeling of darkness everywhere I looked to, oh, it's as simple as just taking off these goggles that I've put on and looking at the world for what it really is, which is God has never left me. He's never forsaken me, and he's right there waiting for his baby girl. And I just want to encourage you, if you feel like God is far from you, maybe press in and see why you feel that way. For me, there have been a few different reasons why I have felt that way. One of the reasons is like when my heart got hardened. So I have had in my past, and praise the Lord, he has delivered me and healed me from it, but I have had a good amount of church hurt. I know that's like kind of a hot thing. If you're a Christian, you probably know. I don't think they're actual Christians, aka Christ followers. But people who proclaim Christ and they proclaim that they are ambassadors and say that they're Christians sometimes are the people that can be the most nasty, vile, horrific, abusive people. And I know that from experience. So I had all this church hurt in my life in my younger years, and it was rightfully so. I wasn't, you know, being overly sensitive. I was a child at the time. And it was pretty messy. There were some bad things, but what had happened was my heart got hard towards his people. It wasn't hard towards him. If you asked me at any point during going through that season, I would have been like, oh, I love God, because God hadn't let me down, but his people had let me down. Therefore, my heart is hardened to his people. And I'll have to look up the verse, but there, you know, you can't love God and hate his people. Like, that's missing part of it. It's, I gotta find the verse, but you can't say, Lord, I love you, but I hate him. I don't like them. You can say, Lord, I love you, and they hurt me, and I can't trust, and I need you to help me, and I need you to heal me, and I need you to help me to forgive. That is okay. But to say, I love you, but I hate what you created. And if we really are Christians who are drawing close to his heart or want to be walking in intimate fellowship with him, we can't be close with him and hate his kids. Again, I'm a mom now, and if you're a mom, you'll understand this. If your best friend in the whole world, or let's go a step further, the father of your kids or something, comes up to you and they're like, I love you, but I hate them. I don't want to talk to them. You're like, how can you love me and hate what came out of me and what I created? Like, it would strain your relationship. So in the same way, God never left me, he never forsook me, but he was looking at me and he's like, hey, I love you, but we can only get so intimate until you allow me to heal that hurt towards my people and towards my kids, because yeah, they were wrong, period. But while you have this hard heart and this hatred towards them, that's preventing you from getting closer to me. And then other times I felt far from God simply because of sin. And I feel like right now, as like the church and Christians, we want to rank sin and categorize it and be like, this isn't so bad, but this is the worst. And this is sin. All sin is it just, it's something that separates us from God. And as believers, our desire, I think, should be, I don't know why it wouldn't be, to walk as closely and as intimate with the Father as we can. My desire, I guess I can only speak for myself, but all I want is to be so in tune with God's Spirit. I want his heart to be my heart. I want his eyes. I want the way he sees people. I want to see people that way. That's my desire. And so when I was walking in sin, and I've said this in other, you know, in other places, but there's a period of time where I was like, oh Lord, come on in. I'm inviting you in. I want salvation, but I don't want you to be Lord of my life. I'm going to live my way, but I'll invite you in the convenient areas and in the areas that are comfortable for me. But the moment he asked me to do something uncomfortable or said, hey, shouldn't be doing that, shouldn't be texting that person, shouldn't be dating that person, hey, last night, not my will for your life, I was like, okay. And then I would just keep doing it, you know? And it was in those moments that I'm like, why are you so far? And it's like, well, I can't draw near to you while you're out from underneath my hand. Like, if we think about abiding under his hand and under the shadow of his wing, he's not going to, again, we have free will. He's not going to keep us there in a cage. We have free will. We can do whatever we want, but we can't be upset when there's a storm outside and we leave the house and go stand in the middle of the street and we're like mad and angry and like, God, why aren't you stopping the rain and the wind? And he's like, I have a shelter for you in the midst of this storm. It's not my will for you to be out there, but I'm also not going to like pick up and move the house and put it on top of you to cover you. Like, you don't get mad at your house for not moving to where you are. Like, if it was downpour right now, or maybe a tornado is a bad idea, but if it was like a thunderstorm, just water and everything, and I walked out of my house down the street and stood in the middle of the street or in the intersection, you know, half a mile away, would I ever get mad at my house and be like, stupid house, how come it didn't follow me and keep? No, I know where the covering is and I can choose to be there or not. And so there are moments of my life and periods of my life where I chose not to be in that covering. And as a result, I was not in a place that I was close to God. I had sin that I had to deal with. He was right there. He never left me. He was there the whole time. I just couldn't get to him with all of that stuff. He was like, you gotta lay it down if you wanna go a little deeper. You gotta lay it down if you wanna get a little closer. And so when I finally did, oh, it is the best feeling. So if you're dealing with that, and you know, if there's something in your spirit or your heart right now, and you're like, oh, that's the sin I need to get rid of, do it. I can't tell you how amazing it feels to live pure and righteous. Oh, it's the best feeling. And then I think sometimes I felt far from him because I was frustrated with him. It's not that if you would ask me, I'd be like, I still love God. I'm not, you know, running away. I'm not saying that he isn't real. It's nothing like that, but I love him, but I'm frustrated that things are either working out this way or not working out this way. And so it was in those moments that I realized, as much as I desired to be close to him, I had some unresolved frustration and anger with the way things were happening and that they weren't happening the way I wanted them to. And that was preventing me from getting close. And if you're married, you know, it's the same thing. If you don't feel emotionally safe, it's hard to draw near to that person. And what I didn't realize was he had my best interests at heart by either allowing things or not allowing things to happen. And so basically, to sum this whole thing up, or just to bring all of this home, I want to encourage you, if you're feeling like God is far from you, number one, he's not. He's right there and he's waiting for you. He loves you so much. And he is just like, hey, whenever you're ready, I'm here. I'm a gentleman. I'm not going to burst in. But the moment you invite me in, I'm there. And then number two, maybe just reflect, take some time and see, is there anything maybe in your own life and in your own world that is preventing you from getting closer? You know, is there some sin in your life that you know is sin, you really shouldn't be doing, and that's keeping you from him? Is there some frustration? Are you upset with him? You know, that things maybe aren't working out the way you thought they were going to or the way they should? And is your heart hardened from someone, you know, hurting you? Whatever it may be, I just want to encourage you to kind of get in the trenches. You're not doing it alone. He's with you. If you have a support system, if you're a part of a church, like, reach out to those people and ask for some people to walk alongside of you and just tackle it. The only way to that life that you desire and that God has shown you pieces of is to go through. There's no way to go around. There's no way to go under or over. Like, we just have to walk through it. And in the process and the journey of walking through it, the person you become and end up as on the other side, you will love that person. I promise you that. So anyways, I hope this was encouraging to one of you at least. But I love you guys so much, and I'll see you next time. Bye.